it took half a year to actually get me out of the business. And it's been the greatest gift to me and to Elevate. That's the crazy thing. Like, oftentimes we think that something's going to be a win-lose, like, oh, it's going to be good for me, but it's going to be bad for the business. And it's not true. It never is. We're all one. We're all collective. So there's no such thing as a win-lose situation. It's always win-win, or it's always lose-lose. And even though I know it and I have so many examples of it, hello, beautiful humans, and welcome to the Joyous Path to Millions. I'm so happy that you are here, and I'm super excited for this episode because I am going to be doing my December 2023 celebrations and stretches, but then more importantly, I'm going to be doing a year in review. And it's so wild, like, what a year it has been, and I can't wait to share all of it with you. And as always, it's the real, it's the nitty gritty, like the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it together. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, I share New Year ritual and reflections to set yourself up for success. This is the exact process that I went through. So all of the stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you in this episode is a product of me going through those rituals on my own. One thing that I also do every year that I forgot to share in last week's episode is I always write a letter to my future self. And so then every year on New Year's Eve, I have a letter to open that I wrote a year before. And it's really just like a beautiful way to connect with all of the versions of me. And of course, time doesn't really exist anyway, but that's so hard for our human brains to understand. But I do think that when we take that time to build relationship with the version of us a year from now who's going to be opening that letter, that it does in some way help. Like, the encouragement and the love that I'm giving to the version of me that's going to open that letter in a year, it's like, I actually believe that she already exists on a different timeline, and I'm actually giving her that love and encouragement and support now, and it changes things. And so I know that can be such a brain twister to try and like wrap our minds around that, but it's also a really beautiful practice that I forgot to mention. So I wanted to just drop it in here because, again, it's never too late to do this stuff. So write a letter to your future self now. On the envelope, pro tip, write open on December 31st, 2024, if that's when you want to do it, because otherwise, like, you'll get confused. Like, wait, is this the date that I wrote it? The date that I'm supposed to open it? Like, what am I supposed to do? So I make it super clear for myself. The envelope tells me exactly what day to open it. And then on the letter, I date it the date that I wrote it. Otherwise, it gets super confusing, at least for my brain. So anyway, without further ado, let us jump right in. December actually was like starting to fly by for me a little bit, partially because we were in Hawaii for that long vacation and we didn't get back until November 30th. And so the next morning was December 1st. And of course, like, my kid bings out of bed and is like, I can't wait to go look for Elfie. And I'm like, shite. Yeah. Did not think of that. So I had to run in, wake up Jeff, and I'm like, Jeff, Faye's looking for the elf right now. I need you to distract her. So he called the kids in. And he's like, you guys need to take showers. And he got them in the shower, and then that gave me time. So anyway, it all worked out. And I brag that that was actually the only day that we struggled with the elf. So for those of you who do that tradition, you know it can be like one extra thing to think about every day. But yeah, at the beginning of December, I was starting to feel a little antsy, like, oh my gosh, we don't have that much time because we were leaving again in 2 weeks for vacation and like 2 weeks to do all your Christmas stuff, like not the fun Christmas stuff, but like the need to do Christmas stuff, like buy all the presents, order the Christmas cards, like give the holiday bonuses to the housekeepers and the teachers and the whatever, like it's a lot. And so I was starting to get into that mode of like, the really efficient taskmaster version of me, but she's not the fun one, you know, like she's not the one that's enjoy and wonder and just like soaking in the holiday vibes and the memories. And so I had this moment, and it was actually with my Fruition Council, which is like my high level mastermind, where we were on a call together. And I was like, you know, I think we need to like call in some presence and really center our intentions for this month, because otherwise it can just fly by us and we can be in reaction mode. And so we did. And after even just like 4 minutes of breathing and visualizing and intention setting, it completely reset our energy. And for me, my intentions were joy and wonder. Like, my kids are at such fun ages for the holidays, and it's so easy to experience the joy and the wonder and the magic of the season through them if I'm tapped into that. If not, it's like, I can feel like, ugh, we got to move the elf again tonight. Ugh, got to do this, got to do that. And just like be in that mode where everything feels like a chore. And it's like, I don't want December to feel like a chore. I want December to feel like the most magical freaking time on the planet, you know? So it really, really helped me shift. And the rest of the month, honestly, really felt like that. We did this super cool breakfast with Santa event that our city hall, I guess, puts on. And holy smokes, we'd never done it before. It was like so over the top. Like, it was a full catered breakfast. They had a group of 4 a cappella carolers that were like insanely good. They had a whole hot cocoa station. They had this amazing Santa come. They had a whole marionette performance. Every kid got to talk with Santa, take pictures. Then they were given a stuffed animal. Like, it was insane. And it was like $20 a kid. And then like the adult got to come for free. So I ate like a catered breakfast as well. And this whole thing happened, and I paid $40. I was like, wow, only would the city charge that much, because they're a nonprofit and they're not trying to make money. But it was unbelievable. And there were just like lots of cool and cute little things like that throughout the holiday season. But that one was definitely a highlight. And we spent literally half the month on vacation. So I'm just going to brag about that, to be honest, because as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you know, it's hard. It can be hard to fully unplug, and it can be hard to really let yourself take that time away. And we did it, and we did it well. And like, I still got sales while I wasn't working. I had a lot of passive income sales this month, so that was super fun. What else? We had a really great trip to Southern Utah with some friends of ours. We had a really fun ski day with the kids, and then had a really beautiful visit with family in Albuquerque. So it was, the kids had just tons of fun connecting with their grandparents, my parents, and my sister, and my nephews, their cousins. And it was just like really sweet, really fun, really beautiful. JJ decided he wanted to learn chess, and my dad pulled out this like really cool chess board that had these like crystal carved chess pieces. I was like, wait, what? This thing's amazing. I'm like, put me in the will for this. It's so gorgeous. So it's like super cute, you know? It's like my little 5-year-old playing chess with grandpa and playing chess with his cousin, and just lots of beautiful moments. And Jeff and I had a ton of like relaxing time. We also went on a lot of beautiful hikes, read a book, you know, just like all the good stuff. And I used to, a lot of times growing up, like really enjoy Christmas morning, but then sometimes like Christmas afternoon or evening, I would almost feel like a little depressed, you know, like, oh, it's over. And like just kind of the disappointment or the letdown. But man, with my kids, I don't feel that at all. Like, I just feel like joy and joy and joy and joy. And they opened a mountain of presents on Christmas, and we left basically all of their presents except for their Santa gifts here at home. So after traveling for 2 weeks, when they got home, there's still like a ton of gifts here. And most of it's from family and friends, because like basically we bought the kids one gift from us, the Santa gift, and then stockings, and that was it. Because I just knew they were going to get a ton of things. And like, let's face it, my kids, it's not like they need a bunch of stuff anyway. Like, they're so well cared for. So we've just been doing like a present a day to try and stretch things out, because they're still on winter break over here and mom and dad are trying to not go crazy. So that was that. Just Christmas magic, excitement, wonder, and some stretches in December. Team, just feeling unsupported, which unfortunately has been a theme for a fair bit of 2023. Like, when I reflected back on it, ever since Ella quit, and then she came back, but she came back in a, you know, limited capacity. But yeah, you know, just feeling like either the team's not supporting me or just like not in the way that I want or making a lot of mistakes or things like that. And that's been tough. And then still not having a great strategy in place with social media, which is crazy because like for a while I was like rocking it with Flowshul and we had this whole system in place. And then I wanted to add more strategy in place. And then I kind of like broke the whole thing trying to do that. So that is something that I'm committing to really getting back on track in 2024. From a revenue perspective, the coaching business did $11,072 in cash collected. The agency, I don't have final numbers, but through December 25th had collected $102,074. So just going based off of that, the total was $113,146. So I'll save, like I was going to add it all up, but we'll talk about that in the year in review. So 2023, baby. So this is why I like doing a full-on year in review, because I think like oftentimes we set these high-level goals and then it can feel like, well, either it happened or it didn't happen. And if you didn't hit all of your goals for the past year, you can almost like write off the year or feel disappointed about the year. But when you go back through and you actually look at like all the shit you did in the year and all the plot twists that came up and everything, it's like, it's impossible to write off a year. Like 2023 was a really good freaking year. There were so many incredible things about it. And I know, of course, like there was a lot of shit too, like globally and just for people that we love and know. I know people going through divorces, people just going through health challenges. Obviously, with everything that's happened in Ukraine and in Gaza, like, oh my gosh, you know, just such heartache and tragedy and genocide. It's like there was that duality. And I know that affected all of us differently, but nonetheless, it was there. And those are the things that like we wish didn't happen, but they did. But nevertheless, like even when there's been heartache in a year, it's like, can you see the value in it and not just want to be like, ugh, 2023, I'm done with you. Goodbye. So here's like a non-exhaustive recap of some of my highlights from 2023. I saw Abraham Hicks for the first time in January, which was so beautiful. I just love that entity, that collective, and Esther who channels that collective of energy, and just super grateful for it. It's been really impactful for me and my business and my own personal growth. And then I went viral on TikTok and it was actually recapping seeing Abraham Hicks live and got gazillions of new followers and everything. And that was like super fun. That was my first experience of going viral. I think that video has like 60,000 views on it or something like that. I went on retreat in Miami with a peer mastermind that I was in. I opened Fruition. Like I couldn't believe that actually. When I look back, I was like, oh shit, Fruition just started in January of 2023. Like that is wild to me. And I love Fruition so much. Like I love the energy of the container, the structure of the container, the women who are in it. It is honestly so magical. So if you're looking for like the most magical mastermind on the planet, here it is. It's Fruition. The doors only open a couple times a year. Occasionally I'll make an exception if there's someone that like I really know and I know that they're meant to be in it and meant to be in now. So you can always slide into my DMs. But also if you go on my website, EmilyWilcox.com, and then go to services and click on Fruition, you can join the waitlist. So that way, you know, as soon as it opens, and everybody on the waitlist gets special bonuses as well. I got hair extensions for the first time in 2023. My booty grew bigger and stronger. So I was really happy with the way that my body like reshaped itself. Watching Faye become a pitcher, like a really good softball pitcher, and just seeing her dedication to it and seeing her get strikeouts and having success was super fun. My freaking husband wrote a screenplay, a really, really good screenplay, and got a lot of accolades for it. And it was just like incredible for me to read it and experience that aspect of him, that creative writer who, and like learn more about his story, even though it's fiction, it's, you know, some of it was based on his life. And it just felt really special to be able to like get a glimpse into that. I launched memberships in 2023 for the first time. So I created like a lot of really accessible pathways for people to work with me. I've subsequently shut down those memberships, spoiler alert, at the end of 2023. But nevertheless, like the content lives on and it's just dialing it in. And there's still really like low cost accessible programs for you to access me and my work. I also launched Flowshell in 2023. And Jeff and I had this period of time, it was actually right around the time that I was building the memberships and having the ideas for Flowshell, where we were just in this creative vortex and we were doing long walks together every day. And just having those walks with him was definitely one of my highlights for the year. I absolutely loved it. I went to freaking Egypt. Oh my God. Had the trip of an absolute lifetime. Just so much magic, so many miracles that happened there. And just being able to experience the ancient wisdom and the history and the codes that live inside of that sacred land. Just absolutely incredible. JJ started kindergarten. This podcast became a top 3% global podcast. Like, what the what? We had a really good little money channel revenue stream of Airbnb money come through in 2023, which I was so grateful for. It really funded a lot of fun vacation and paid for part of a tax bill as well. We crossed $7 million in lifetime revenue in business. How fun is that? That's across three different revenue channels. So our e-commerce business that is no more, our agency, and my coaching business. We went on a beautiful summer vacation to Yosemite and other places around California. I celebrated so many new amazing clients saying yes to working with me, and like what a gift that's been. I had so many good sound baths and I did a lot of full moon yoga this past year. We signed, I don't know if I can say this on my podcast. So let me see, how do I talk around this? Maybe I already said it, but in case I didn't. We signed essentially like a celebrity client with our agency. The top YouTuber in the world is a client of ours, and PS is doing amazing. They're super happy with us. I exited Elevate. So I got myself fully out of the agency business. So now I'm like a silent partner, a silent owner. I launched new branding and a new website for Emily Wilcox Coaching. I hosted my first retreat where I had a paid assistant there with me, and that felt really fun to just experience what that was like. I had a beautiful trip to Hawaii. I started learning ads at the end of this year, and I'm really excited to be scaling my business in that way and reaching more people. The joy of the Christmas season, as I already talked about, Jeff did so amazing in 2023 as Elevate CEO and also taking over sales, which was the thing that I did. I'm just super celebratory of that. And I cultivated a lot of new friendships with local entrepreneurs who have been such a gift to me. Now, 2023 definitely had some plot twists as well. Things didn't always go according to plan. In fact, at the beginning of the year, learning that I wanted to exit Elevate was so shocking to me. And it was not something that I expected. And then I was like scared as heck to talk to Jeff about it and didn't know what it would all mean or how it would all unfold. And it took half a year to actually get me out of the business. And it's been the greatest gift to me and to Elevate. That's the crazy thing. Like oftentimes we think that something's going to be a win-lose. Like, oh, it's going to be good for me, but it's going to be bad for the business. And it's not true. It never is. We're all one. We're all collective. So there's no such thing as a win-lose situation. It's always win-win or it's always lose-lose. And even though I know it and I have so many examples of it, I love the continual reminders. I also fell out of love with like super high ticket selling and launching like a lot of live programs in 2023. And I did not see that coming. So after 2022, I was like, woo, I did over $200,000 in cash. Like, I'm going to do $500,000 the next year. Like, it's going to be so easy to double the business. Like, I already have all this stuff that's working and I can just do more of it. And then I could not just do more of it because everything in my body was like, ugh, no, we are not doing it this way. And that was a total plot twist. My mother-in-law was hospitalized when she was out here visiting us. That was totally unexpected. And she's fine, thankfully. But just recording all the things that didn't go according to plan. We thought we were going to buy a short-term rental property in 2023. And then we just didn't end up doing it. The high interest rates made it so that the math didn't really make a whole lot of sense. But that was unexpected. Eloquit was not expecting that. We had some major issues with a business partner in our agency business. And we let go of friend group that was really, really significant in our lives. And I wasn't expecting that either. Like, what a plot twist. And I send love to all of those people. Like, I could still smile and say hi and hug them if we run into each other. It's not that there's bad blood, but it was just a moving on. And launching Flowshell, I did not expect, but then also I had a lot of issues with trying to get it all dialed in and getting the right team on board, and did not expect that either. And it's a reminder, I was just listening to someone who said, you know, Grant Cardone always talks about 10x and how anything that you want to do, it's actually going to be like 10x more work than you think it's going to be. I was like, oh my God, is that not the truest thing ever? Like, I have that toxic trait where I'm like, oh, I just think like everything is going to be easy because I can see the whole thing in my head. But then it's like, yeah, but having the vision and actually doing it are two different things. And it just, there are always going to be unexpected issues that come up. But when I thought about like, what lessons do I want to keep and take forward? It was actually so simple. And it was only two: trust. And it's all working out. Like, every single one of those plot twists, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like everything was working out for me. I'm so grateful. I wouldn't change any of it. It all happened the way that it was meant to happen. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. So what a beautiful friggin' 2023. Like, I'm so grateful for that year. Now, I'll talk to you about money. My last year in review was also really fun because I talked about like how many transactions I had and all of the different countries where I served clients and everything. Unfortunately, this year we switched back-end systems. We made the switch just like a few months ago. And we also switched back-end systems for the podcast this year too. So it's really kind of annoying, but I don't have like all the good stats in one place. And it just is what it is. And I mean, I knew I was giving that up, but overall, I don't regret it. So unofficial numbers for Elevate, but unofficially, Elevate was at 946, 960 for the year. I'm guessing that'll probably be like 20K-ish higher. So we've had back-to-back $1 million years. It looks like for 2023, we'll be coming just shy of the $1 million mark. And I'll talk about that in a second. And then for my coaching business, I ended the year at 202,168. So if you add those two together, we were at like 1.5 million for the year. So this was a year where I think for a lot of people, just some of the differences in what's happening with the economy were like played out in business, and the old way of doing business didn't work the same way. And coming into this year, like a lot of tech companies were laying people off. And I think from an agency perspective, like a lot of businesses were just being more fiscally conservative and trying to cut budgets and cut spend. And, you know, we just saw that impact the agency. There was also just energetic stuff that needed to shift. And we ended the year roughly at about the same as last year. Of course, it's like more fun when you're like, seven figures, baby. But like, here's what I want to say about that. Because oftentimes, people are afraid to set goals. And like, my clients have this too, where it's like, what if I set the seven figure goal and then I don't hit it? Like, will I be disappointed? Will people make fun of me or laugh at me? Will people like think I can't accomplish my goals? And it's like, if you set the goal of a million and you hit 900,000, like, is anyone really going to cry for you? You know, like, is that really sad? And here you can see it. You know what I mean? It's like, is anyone actually crying for us? Like, oh, poor you. You hit like 960K and not the million. You missed it by 40,000. Like, eh. I mean, I just don't think anyone's that sad for us, because like, also, it's really great at 960K. You know what I mean? And same thing with my business. Like, my business actually is down year over year. My coaching business, like, I thought I was going to double it, and instead I ended up like a little bit down. But I also like didn't expect all of these plot twists. Like, I really had to change my business model pretty substantially, and I'm still in the process of shifting it toward a much more low ticket model where you just buy programs and then you have lifetime access and you can go through them however you want. That was not a lot of my business last year. And when you're doing that foundational work, it does take away from selling and just doing the things like the way you've always done it. And I don't regret it, to be honest. Like, I'm actually super stoked, and I feel like my business is so poised to scale to 7 figures and beyond in a way that it wasn't set up to do it before. So it's like, could I have done the same old thing in 2023, even though I was feeling about it? I don't know. I mean, I just don't know that things would have sold well anyway if I tried to do it the old way, but I definitely wouldn't have been as happy. And for me, it's like I have to embody the Joyous Path to Millions. Like, I can't have this podcast and talk to you guys about the Joyous Path to Millions and behind the scenes, I'm secretly hustling and grinding and doing things that don't feel good in order to earn a dollar. Like, that is not the vibe. So what I'm really proud of is that I did it the way that I wanted to do it. I loved every minute of it. I worked with the most incredible clients. They had phenomenal transformations in 2023. And it's like the revenue is what it is. And I'm super proud of it. I mean, I just don't know that many coaches who their first year in business have a multi six-figure year and then a second year in business, multi six-figure year. And I definitely bring a lot of grounded energy and a lot of stability into everything that I do. It's not this roller coaster ride of like high highs and low lows, which frankly, you see a lot with different coaches, especially who coach on money and manifestation. Like, if you watch them long enough, it's like their life seems really freaking dramatic. And that's not me. I'm like steady, steady baby, regulated nervous system every step of the way. So I'm super proud of all that. And at some point, I'll probably dig into the numbers and figure out like how many transactions and all the countries and all that kind of stuff. But what I do know is we definitely served way more clients this year. We probably had clients in a lot more countries. And of course, the podcast listeners grew as well. So last I knew, we were like over 15,000 downloads. And who knows, maybe we're over 20,000 at this point. So whenever I figure out how to run the numbers, like looking at the old numbers plus the new numbers and like doing all of that, I will let you know and keep you posted, because obviously I want you guys to celebrate in this success too, because without you, there's no podcast. I did this fun thing because we did this big road trip for the holidays where we were in Southern Utah and then we were in Albuquerque and then Phoenix and then home. So I got a little square magnet that has the podcast cover artwork on it and put it on the back of the car for the road trip. So I was like advertising the Joyous Path to Millions everywhere we drove, which felt super fun. So who knows? Shout out to all my new listeners who saw my vehicle on the freeway and looked up the podcast and are now here. Like, can you please just shoot me a DM at M Makes Money so that we can celebrate just the synchronicity of us being on the road at the same time? And you feeling drawn to look up the podcast, and here you are. Like, how freaking fun is that? All right, my loves, I would love to celebrate you and your 2023 and what some of your highlights were. So if you want to screenshot that you're listening to this episode, share it on social media, write out what some of your highlights are, like, let me celebrate you as well. I know you probably had some really tremendous things happen in 2023, and you get to leave behind whatever no longer serves. But take forward the wins, the celebrations, the brags, take forward the lessons, and may 2024 be our most abundant, most joyful year yet. Listeners like you have made this a top 3% global podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I also love hearing listener feedback, so feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram at mmakesmoney. If you would like to explore hiring me as your money healer and business mentor, hit the link in the show notes or head to explore.emilywilcox.com. Until next time, I'm sending you all the magic money vibes on your joyous path to millions.